Actor Brad Pitt is all fired up about fizzy tea, specifically small batch, cold brewed, certified organic sparkling tea launched by Enroot in five flavors. Pitt invested in the 25-calorie, botanically diverse bottled blends of teas, herbs, fruits, and spices, inspired by co-founder Christina Padua's grandmother in the Philippines. Marketed as wellness tonics that relax, re-energize, revitalize, rejuvenate, and revive, the teas are made without sweeteners or flavors and bottled in plastic-free packaging. Sparkling teas are a small-volume niche that grew nearly 10% each year from 2017 to 2021, according to 360 market updates. The category has matured in the past 15 years to include high-end gourmet non-alcohol versions by Copenhagen Sparkling Tea, a brand sold at the legendary Fortnum & Mason store in London, and innovative soon-to-launch versions like Nomad Tea Soda, a concentrate for bartenders and fans of SodaStream, an at-home carbonation appliance. Business Insight. Retail sales of ready-to-drink tea in the U.S. totaled $7.9 billion in 2019, according to Beverage Digest. Volume has steadily increased for the past 7 years to 860,192,000-ounce cases. Sales globally of RTDs are estimated to reach $25.6 billion in 2021, rising to $29.7 billion in 2024, according to market researchers MRFR. This makes RTD the most lucrative segment in tea. Carbonated beverages of all types this year will generate an estimated $255 billion in sales, with RTD tea now contributing about 10% of global revenue. Learn more on the Tea Biz blog. Bubble tea drinkers are frothing over a drinking straw ban. In 2020, China adopted several policies to make the earth a better place, one of which is a ban on plastic straws in restaurants. The well-intentioned directive, however, drew the ire of bubble tea lovers forced to slurp tapioca balls through soggy paper straws. Alternatives include reusable metal, glass, and bamboo straws, but bubble tea lovers complain it's just not the same. Plant-based plastics made of corn or sugarcane are emerging as an acceptable compromise. PLA decomposes into carbon dioxide and water, and China's king of straws now uses PLA exclusively. Melt tea chain Heytea, which operates 450 stores in 35 cities there, made the switch to more expensive PLA. Said one satisfied customer, "We welcome the green shift, but not at the expense of spoiling our experience." Business Insight. April 22nd is Earth Day. This year's theme is Restore the Earth, a concern shared globally. In China, plastic bags and plastic cutlery are next on the list to be phased out. Xinhua News Service reports that by 2025, China's degradable plastics market will grow to 35.5 billion yuan, about $5.5 billion U.S., according to analysts at Wuxi Securities. Direct-to-consumer e-commerce retailer Vadim Tea and garden owner Goodrich Group announced they are teaming up to distribute single-estate teas from the well-known Castleton, Margaret's Hope, and Turbo Estates in Darjeeling, and Assam Estates Harmony, Borpatra, and Diju. Vadim founder Balasarda said the relationship goes beyond procurement. Goodrich CEO Atul Astana said he is delighted to partner with a dynamic and fast-growing new-age startup that has successfully created an Indian homegrown brand in more than 100 international markets. Business Insight. Vadim, founded in 2015, reports annual turnover of $26.8 million. The company has expanded its distribution network to include many tea-related products. Value addition is done at origin, and delivery eliminates much of the cost and delay of multiple supply chain handoffs. Sarda has been adept at securing outside financing to grow the company he started at 23 years of age. Vanam earns 99% of its sales outside India. Starbucks introduces Rent-A-Cup. Take away tea drinkers experiencing remorse after beverage retailers refused to fill reusable cups last year will be pleased to learn that Starbucks is launching a borrow-a-cup option. The trial at 5 Seattle-area stores allows customers to order their drinks in a reusable cup with a $1 deposit. When they return the cups at a contactless kiosk at the store or from home using the Ridwell closed-loop service, they get their dollar back and 10 points rewards through the chain's loyalty program. Ridwell professionally cleans and sterilizes the cups, replenishing stores. Studies show that circulating a single reusable cup replaces up to 30 disposable cups. The reusable is then recycled. Business Insight. Americans discard 120 billion disposable cups a year, according to the Clean Water Action Fund. Plastic coatings that line hot cups often prevent them from being recycled. Starbucks has publicly committed to a circular economy that recovers and repurposes waste, pledging to reduce by 50% the billions of pounds of waste generated annually.